Playing hard to get seems pretty risky, but sometimes it's the actual ticket needed and it works a treat. It can add excitement to a relationship and make it feel a lot more electric. But of course, it can of course backfire, completely leaving you alone and the other person miserable. And that's why if you are going to play hard to get, you need to understand the balance. In today's video, we are going to look at how to play hard to get, and this will be extremely helpful if you ever find yourself in this situation. So instead of ruining what could have been a great situation, you will have the tools to keep the girl on her toes. Like and subscribe, and stay tuned. Give them the attention they need, but not the attention they want. There is a huge difference between what we need and what we want. When we need something, we rely on it to survive or to even maintain a certain level of emotion. But when we want something, it's a bonus, it's an extra surprise. It's something we dream of having. Every girl loves attention, it's a huge fact. We do love it when guys pay us attention whether we are dating them or not. Sometimes we might play it off like we don't need that much attention, but then we might appear cold when we don't get it. So if you are playing hard to get, you need to give them the attention they need, which means giving them a basic level of attention. Replying to messages, but not too quickly. Going on dates, but not too often. Saying hi to each other in the workplace, but not going out of your way for a chat in the staff room. Eventually, she will be craving more attention, wondering when it's coming. She will be addicted and keep coming back for more. And it will also require her to put in more effort so that you will be able to tell if she really likes you or not. Be playful. It's all in the name. Be playful with your crush. If you take playing hard too serious, she will probably think you are not interested and actually walk away. So you need to keep it light and keep it extremely fun. You can tease her a little and flirt with her. This makes you seem super fun to be around, but also hard to get, which makes you the must-have thing. Leave the person wanting more of you, but give them enough that they don't feel like they are wasting their time. Have fun with it, keep it light, and see where things go, guys. Sexual chemistry. Ooh la la. Is it hot in here or is it just me? All the chronically nice British weather all of a sudden. Sexual attraction is key in any relationship. Sexual chemistry, on the other hand, is sexy. Sometimes you just have it with someone and it happens, well, pretty naturally. Other times you do have to build that sexual chemistry. And one of the ways to build sexual attraction is to build anticipation, also known as playing hard to get. So how do you build anticipation? Well, it's all about flirting a little, teasing a little, eye contact and touching. Eye contact is one of the sexiest ways to build anticipation when it comes to creating sexual chemistry. It makes the other person want to rip your clothes off. Flirting and teasing will build up the chemistry and make it very clear that you want more. Make sure to create some mystery around you by going back to the first point and giving the other person the attention they need and not the attention they want. The anticipation when sexual chemistry is building will make the sex even better when it arrives. Understand their boundaries. You need to understand the other person's boundaries. Gentlemen, some girls would just not like it when you play hard to get. They would prefer you to give them all your attention, and if you don't, they move on. And this is why it's important to talk to them about what they want and expect at the beginning so you don't end up chasing them away. If they say that they don't want anything serious, then you can play hard to get because it's going to keep them coming back for a little bit more. Give them the space to miss you. This is a great way to play hard to get. Giving the other person space to miss you is important. If you are always there, well, they might find it boring after a while or make them think that you are a pushover. Wouldn't it be better if they thought, "I really miss him and want to see him more?" So make sure to give them space so that they can miss you. Don't go on dates all the time. Don't message them throughout the day. Make sure that you are out there being happy and living your own life. Because if you have your own life outside of them, it will mean your time fills up. So you naturally see them only when you can. So therefore they miss you. Stop when you have to. So you have played hard to get. It's worked a treat. You have the lady in the palm of your hand. But when does the playing hard to get stop? If you don't stop playing hard to get, then the other person will simply think that you don't like them at all. You need to know when the relationship is ready to move to the next level and away from that stage. You can tell by communicating this with each other. She might sit you down and she may even ask a little bit more from you. That's your cue to snap out of playing hard to get and start getting serious. You might notice she's getting more and more distant. This is your sign that she is losing interest and you need to start putting more effort in or you might lose her for good. So keep your eye out for changes in behavior. And gents, if it's been a few months, well, it's definitely time to stop playing hard to get. Let them see a little bit of you, but not all of you. Playing hard to get often means not getting as close as you normally would do to that person. You have to keep some of you back. And if you show the person the whole of you, well, they are going to know everything. You could tell them, for example, what you do as a job, but don't add in too many specifics about it. Mention where you grew up, but don't tell them anything about your family. Give them just enough information, but not too much. That's key. And as the relationship progresses, which hopefully it will, you can open up more and share with them a lot more about you. Because when you do open up, they will feel like it's very special and important that you are sharing things. They will treasure everything you say and will feel as though they really matter to you, which is very important. Keeping some things back is a good way to make sure you don't give everything away and then end up with nothing. Be careful though, not to blank that special your lady out of your life or make her feel like you are not that interested. Never be rude. As I mentioned right at the beginning of the video, playing hard to get is all about balance. You can't put the other person off or chase them away. It has to be just the right amount of flirting, teasing, and giving them space. It's important that you don't come across as rude when you are playing hard to get. So never ignore a lady or dismiss anything that she says. Don't act like only you have the power in the relationship because you both do. Make sure she still likes the game you are playing and finds it fun. And once it becomes something she dislikes, you risk losing her. Always be polite and kind in text and in person. Only because you are playing hard to get doesn't mean you have to be rude about it. So gents, if you ever find yourself playing hard to get, good luck, and remember, it's all about balance. If you think I missed something from today's video, let me know down in the comments. Give me huge thumbs up and consider subscribing to make my day. But if you want to get your name rolling up next to my face like these amazing people's names here, then all you have to do is click the link in the description bar below to find out a little bit more. Have an amazing day. See you soon.